He saw the Powrys, bandy-legged, bandy-armed, barrel-chested dwarves floating in on their flat raft just an instant before they began springing into the water near the shore, bursting into a wild charge, brandishing their weapons. Cormac whirled about, took a few running strides and leaped high into the air, crashing into a pair of dwarves before they cleared the surf. One went down, the other staggered back, and Cormac set himself quickly and launched in a circle kick.
Out! Hold on, my shoulder, drown you!
Giovanni thrust forth his hand and loosed the power of the stone he clutched, graphite. Cormac sloshed toward the rocky shore with all the strength he could muster. He pivoted as he went and managed to somewhat deflect the barrage of clubs that came spinning his way.
To me!
When Cormac reached his companion, he skidded low, grabbed up a stone, and turned as he rose, launching it at the nearest pursuer. Cormac didn't retreat. In fact, he surprised the dwarf by coming forward. The dwarf wrapped his strong arms around Cormac's waist and drove him to the side, intent upon bearing him to the ground. The monk worked his legs frantically, trying to stay upright, and repeatedly hit the creature with his pumping right hand. The monk didn't relent, though, nor did the Powry, taking him far from Brother Giovanni and the other two monks and the group of a half dozen Powrys bearing down on them. The lead dwarf fell over. The other five rumbled past, ignoring the rock missiles, and the club fight began in earnest. Cormac scored a solid, stunning hit, but square dwarf teeth clamped upon the side of his hand and bit down hard. Cormac thrashed and tore free his hand.
Yuck, but I'm to scrape the skin from your pretty face!
A trio of stinging left jabs put the dwarf back on his heels. Giovanni swung hard with his makeshift wooden mace. The monk wrapped his arm over the dwarf's hands and bore in hard against his enemy. Giovanni slammed against the dwarf, who didn't budge an inch. His advantage, the length of his arms, was lost, and the Powry fast squirmed and twisted free its hands, clamping them about Giovanni's waist and tugging him along as it fell into a roll. Giovanni grimaced through the pain and managed to turn about to see the two companions nearest him, both fighting valiantly and fiercely against a trio of dwarves. At one point in the roll, the dwarf loosened his grip, and Giovanni quickly set his feet and thrust forward, scrambling toward his friends. As he had hoped, one of the Powrys broke away to intercept, launching a flying tackle at the monk and bearing him back to the two pursuing dwarves. Still clutching his graphite stone, the Powrys fell back, were thrown back, and Giovanni sprinted for his companions.
Your blood will make me belly shine all the brighter then!
The dwarf brought his staff up above his head, leaping forward. Cormac dived down to the side, bending his knee and bringing his other leg back in at the back of the dwarf's knees. That was not but a ruse, though, as the unfortunate dwarf soon learned. For McCormick rolled out farther to the side, then reversed his flow, throwing his hips over and locking his scissors grip on the dwarf. Cormac continued to roll to his back, extracting his legs on the last turn. He arched, put his feet under him, and snapped his muscles, lifting him to a standing position over the prone dwarf. He moved fast into position, where he could stomp the Powry's face into the stone. He turned in time to see the charge of the first dwarf he had decked out in the water. It came out with fury. No, not fury, Cormac realized, but with terror. For behind it emerged another creature, its smooth, bluish, almost translucent skin gleaming in the dull and hazy light, its black eyes peering at its prey intently under a protruding brow.